This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The State Department, under Obama and Biden, believed that Joe Biden was engaging in a conflict of interest.
I did not know he was on the board of that company. No one's established that he did anything wrong or that I've done anything wrong.
The State Department detected a $7 million bribe being paid by Burisma, the company hiring Hunter Biden in Ukraine.
Here's the answer. No one ever paid me $1.5 billion. If they had, I would not be doing this interview right now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There was a pressure campaign inside the Obama State Department and in the White House to make the Burisma corruption allegations go away before the 2016 election ended.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch.
The Treasury Department flagged several transactions, foreign money flowing into companies connected to Hunter Biden as suspicious transactions.
I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
I don't discuss business with my son.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
There's nothing there. Ask the right questions.
Well, methinks the lady does protest too much.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know where he is today? They have a thing called the lid. He put out a lid today early in the morning. Lid means he's not going to be anywhere today. I'm working my ass off. I'm in Ohio. I'm in Texas. I'm in Florida. I'm in Michigan. I'm in Wisconsin.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I wonder, in the debate, is he going to walk in with a mask? I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and I'm going to read you a headline that you will not see tonight on the network newscasts. A headline you will not hear read on CNN or MSNBC. It's from The Federalist. Senate report accuses Hunter Biden of paying for hookers who may have been trafficked. Payments. Hunter Biden made a number of payments to foreign nationals with, quote, questionable backgrounds, unquote, or as his father would say, quote, quote, consistent with organized prostitution and or human trafficking. Records on file with the committee, this is the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, along with the Senate Treasury Committee, confirm, quote, quote, that Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to individuals who have either, one, been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, two, an association with the adult entertainment industry, where his latest baby mama worked, Dallas was her name, or three, potential association with prostitution. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along, the mainstream media says in chorus, in unison.
The dossier seems to be coming to life. It's just not about Donald Trump.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a lot more to this one. There will be less of this dossier, 87 pages debunked, than the 37 pages of the dodgy dossier that was totally debunked.
And if you go on Twitter right now, obviously Hunter Biden's name has gotten over 600,000 tweets today, but what they're showing in their trending page is some stupid story about Eric Trump. It's hilarious because this is a huge story and they're talking about something Eric Trump did. So he lied about a deposition or something like that.
Yeah.
Mention of prostitutes, human trafficking.
And again, let me paraphrase what Donald Trump has been saying for months now. If I did anything like Hunter Biden is accused of, I would be locked up forever and they would throw away the key.
Oh, it's so true. It's the saddest part of the whole thing is how so many people don't care. So many of these young people don't care. And I'm so excited because we have young VIPs in here today. And it restores my faith in young conservatives because I see these people posting about Black Lives Matter and all these things. And I said once to someone, if you knew half of the actual scandals that are going on, the real Watergates, it would blow your mind. But you're not going to see it on your favorite channels. Like you said, Howie, it's not going to be on CNN. It's not going to be on MSNBC.
I know.
They're too busy comparing Trump to Hitler.
I think Mussolini should be brought into the conversation more often. You know, he was the original fascist. But again, the mainstream media doesn't know. They're not real good students of history.
Well, speaking of the mainstream media, I want to talk a little bit about Mitt Romney. So obviously yesterday we were talking about how he said he will vote to have a nominee brought forward. He didn't say whether he's going to vote yes or no.
Mitt Romney history, a word comes to mind, Grace.
What's
footnote.
It? Right.
Another phrase comes to mind, trust but verify.
Yeah, no, of course we cannot trust Mitt Romney at all. But I do enjoy the fact that he drove Cher crazy. Because if he accomplishes one thing in this lifetime, it is that he made Cher have a meltdown on Twitter, which we can all enjoy.
What's the time differential between Washington, D.C. and the planet Jupiter? Because didn't she say she was moving to the planet Jupiter after the 2016 election?
She did, and we never really saw any photos of her travels or what her house looks like there.
At first I was concerned that she was moving to Jupiter, Florida.
Oh.
And that was a little too close for comfort.
Right. Yeah.
But as it turns out, Jupiter the planet.
Every story in America in Howie's mind just becomes, how close is this person to me, to one of my residences? And in this case, Jupiter was too close. No, Howie, so reporting live from Jupiter, this is what Cher had to say. Keep in mind, she is a septuagenarian, so it was in all caps, as people above the age of 70 are wont to do. All caps.
Did she say, Mitt, I got you, babe?
No, she said.
The older VIPs got that one.
Well, I get it. It's the song, right? I keep wondering, how did they buy off Mitt Romney? Vice President Romney to President Kushner, then President Romney with Ivanka as vice. Ivanka's good at vice. It continues.
Ivanka's good at vice?
It's very...
What?
Even for Cher.
The Daily Mail said something about Melania and vice, and they had to settle out of court and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You know in like movies when someone goes crazy and they start talking in sentences that don't make any sense? They're just shouting out words, but there's no cohesive thought? It's like Shutter Island. She's just yelling words out. What did Romney want more than a safe, prosperous America for all? He must know he'll be hated if Trump wins second term. And then she says in another tweet, President Kushner, Ivanka Jr., Mitt. Hell
Ivanka
awaits
Jr.
men. Ivanka Jr., I know.
I didn't know Ivanka Sr.
Ivanka Jr., unless JR, does JR stand for someone?
Junior. I guess that's Junior.
Ivanka Junior.
Probably supposed to be a comma in between Ivanka and Junior, meaning Don Junior.
Oh,
okay. Mitt. Hell awaits men who sell their souls.
Is Ivanka a man?
I know. She's really... She needs to get back to singing. Give us some hits, Cher.
No, please no. No.
The beat goes on.
But that's not the only hilarious celebrity news. This story really made me happy last night, and it's not often that a story about a celebrity really brightens my day. In true hypocritical fashion, Alyssa Milano, who's a huge fan...
This is a great story. Listen up, folks. This is a good one.
A huge fan of Defund the Police. She's part of that movement. She's tweeted about it before, hashtag Defund the Police. Unfortunately, she had to call 911. After spotting an armed intruder on her property. Now, the thing about the armed intruder was, spoiler alert.
Wait. Tell how many armed military
I will get
vehicles
to that.
Containing weapons of war.
Now, hold on.
Responded.
I will get to that, but I think it's important to let people know that the armed intruder was actually a teen with an air rifle who was shooting at squirrels. Still...
This has already been, the police in Ventura County have already named this incident Squirrelgate.
Eight different police officers and even the fire department showed up to her house on Sunday.
There was a helicopter too.
Oh, there was a helicopter. But what
it was the biggest moment in American law enforcement since Roger Stone was taken into custody in Broward County, Florida.
So every time something like this happens, I sometimes think to myself, I wonder if I look at her Twitter, obviously I don't follow her, but if I went on her Twitter, would she have a moment of, you know, a come to Jesus where she goes, wow, I'm really understanding now how much of a hypocrite I am? No. She was like, it looks as if some right-wing trolls are trying to draw a connection between my defund the police and a neighbor of mine calling the police. She blamed the neighbor. No one has any self-awareness in Hollywood. Just say that you look like a boob and we'll all move on.
An air rifle.
Shooting squirrels. Thank God the cops were there, Alyssa. And then she went on to say,
that was shooting squirrels, it wasn't even Mike Huckabee, who I think of as the most famous squirrel hunter in America.
But she went on to say, well, this is a perfect reason for the cops to come. I support this. I support the cops coming for this. I don't support police brutality.
Yeah. I support the cops coming to protect beautiful people like myself. I don't support the cops coming to protect
you
deplorables like you.
You unwashed boat people.
You irredeemable. You bitter clinger, you have no right to call 911 when I might have someone shooting at squirrels on my property with an air rifle.
Grace Curley, you should just have a knife by your bed and stab the intruder in the ankle. There's no reason for you to call the police, you fool. Yeah, Howie, so when we get back, I have more news, including, it's a trifecta. We had Cher, we had Alyssa Milano. You know who's next?
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
No, not Rosie O'Donnell. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is next.
Oh.
I'm really bringing the heat today.
The woman who's got a good line of crap, as President Trump said last night.
I'm actually going to be highlighting
Pittsburgh.
Some of that right now.
All right. Okay. Yesterday, I was up in Nashua, New Hampshire, visiting Perfect Smiles. I noticed they had a big white box on a side table in the lobby. I asked them what it was. They said it was their air purification system. Right away, they said, I wish I had known about the Thunderstorm air purification system first. Their system cost over $1,000. The Thunderstorm is a small device, just like the one I'm holding in my hand right now. It plugs into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. The great part is it's well under $100 with the code word Howie BOGO. That's Howie BOGO, just for today only. That means buy one, get one. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. We put it up in our office kitchen also to wipe out smells from heating up food in the microwave. Many use it to remove pet smells. I never thought our office had a bad smell, but now when I open the door, it smells fresh, just like after a thunderstorm.
Mostly Howie's food that makes the smell.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we add that to the script
here? The garbage can nachos? Come on.
The fish? The shrimp?
I haven't brought fish in for a long time since the complaints, but
Howie,
it doesn't matter when I got this.
We have the thunderstorm.
The thunderstorm makes it okay. You can buy 10 of these thunderstorms and still spend less money than the one I saw at Perfect Smiles yesterday. Today only, you can buy a thunderstorm and you will get one free. You will get one free. Buy one, get one free. Today only. It's with the code word Howie BOGO, B-O-G-O, buy one, get one free. They've never had this offer before, and it's one day only. Get two today at EdenPure.com for the price of one. That's EdenPure.com, and don't forget code word Howie BOGO at checkout. You're not going to regret this. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Alyssa Milano, next time you need help, call Antifa.
No, call a social worker.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they used to say, next time you need help, call a hippie. That was big. That was a bumper sticker that was somewhat popular in the early 70s. Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden wear a mask at the debate?
I think he will. He'll take it off, but he will wear it out onto the stage so that he can say, I want to be your president, but I'm as submissive. I will give in to any stupid order, just like you.
Oh, he's
my Karens, who I'm counting on to vote for me.
He's definitely going to wear it and virtue signal that he's the candidate of science.
Yes, he's the candidate of submission, would be my word. But yes, starts with an S.
I mean, if he has it his way, he'll probably throw the aviators on too and just have his whole face covered. He loves that look.
It's not a good look. He looks like the Invisible Man when he puts all that on.
Yeah, he does. And he loves it.
And then when he opens his mouth, he sounds like the Invisible Man.
80% say he'll probably wear a mask at the debate.
Well, Kamala Harris, who's going to be his vice president if he wins, or she's really going to be the president, but, you know, we're still playing
it's
the charade.
The Biden administration, they both say that.
She gave an entire speech yesterday with the mask on, up at the podium by herself with the mask on, which just, even Charlie Baker takes his mask off.
The good thing about the wearing the mask is, you know, if it turns out you say something stupid, as Kamala so often does, you know, whether she comes out for abolishing the private health care system and then says, I didn't say it, or she starts laughing hysterically when someone calls the president retarded. So if she wears the mask, she can always say, you didn't hear me right. It was that damn mask.
That's not what I said. I didn't say that.
That's so true. I never thought about that.
You know, they used to always say, they always used to tell, the old line gangsters used to tell the young guys, never talk to cops. They said, well, shouldn't you be polite and, you know, just not irritate them? And the old gangsters say, no, if you talk to them, if they pick you up on a wiretap, they'll be able to say they recognize your voice.
Oh,
so don't give them that in.
Right. Well, I have another question, Howie, for you, which I just thought of. If you were stuck in a padded cell for 24 hours and you could not fall asleep, would you rather listen to Joe Biden whispering sweet nothings or Kamala Harris laughing on repeat?
Joe Biden.
The whisper? I honestly think I would pick Kamala. I don't think I could. I couldn't handle it. Not at all. I really couldn't. Anyway, though, guys, I have
more. What's a person making $50,000, $60,000, or even the family making $120,000 a year? How much did you get?
Oh.
How much richer?
It's scary. It sneaks up on you. Sometimes he's going, and you don't think it's coming, and then he whispers.
I don't know how old he is, but I'm not the president. He's the president.
Okay. Anyway, guys, this new segment is brought to you by Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. But I just want to say, we talk about pets a lot. I don't have any pets, and I am Genesis 950's number one fan. Your daughter, Carolyn, does not have any pets, and she uses it all the time. So it's not only a pet thing. It's just if you like a really good cleaner.
She bought a new house, and the house needed some fixer-upper type cleaning, not just work, but cleaning. And that's what she uses it
and
for.
In comes Howie with the big spray bottle. And I'm sure she was a little skeptical, like, Dad, I don't think so. But then you used it and she said it worked wonders.
Yeah.
And now she's a big fan.
She knows dear old Dad isn't always full of it.
Yes.
Sometimes he's
he
on.
Hasn't. Not at all. I try not
to whisper very much to her.
Not at all.
Because then they'll throw a net over me.
Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. I want to hit this story really quick before I leave. AOC urges city, state tax hikes to fund New York City schools. She is calling for tax hikes and to raise revenue to fund universal child care programs, significantly increase staffing at schools, and fund the infrastructure improvements, including...
Who's going to pay for these taxes, considering everyone with a job is leaving the city or has left the city?
But Howie, I have to give this example.
All the restaurants are out of business.
I just gave to the VIPs here. Sometimes you have to read the room. For example, if I'm driving home with my mom when I'm younger and she's in a bad mood, I don't ask if we can stop at McDonald's because I know she's already mad. Read the room of New York. People are already trying to get out of there. And your solution is, oh, we're going to make it even more expensive.
Maybe she should think about raising the taxes on the moving vans.
Yes.
That could be a good, solid source of added income. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You've seen him on TV many nights. He's a big supporter of President Trump. He's from Florida. He's Matt Gaetz. He's the congressman from Florida. He's got a new book out, Firebrand Dispatches from the Front Lines of the MAGA Revolution. Congressman Matt Gaetz, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be on with you.
So is Florida going to be ready for any of these Election Day shenanigans? I'm not thinking of your area so much as I'm thinking of my area, the South Florida, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties. Is there going to be any more nonsense, or is 2 years of Governor DeSantis cleaned up that area?
Governor DeSantis has had a very positive effect on the integrity of the vote in Florida. He fired the supervisors of elections in Palm Beach and Broward County after their mismanagement and malfeasance, and replaced them with folks who will actually count the vote, which is all we could possibly hope for. You mentioned Miami-Dade County. That may be the national story of this election, with more and more Hispanics abandoning the Biden campaign, abandoning this neo-Marxism of the Black Lives Matter movement that the Biden-Harris campaign continues to embrace. We are seeing numbers in Miami-Dade County unlike those we've seen for any Republican in a great deal of time. And so I'm confident that in Florida we have the right elections officials and law enforcement officials in place. Just breaking moments ago, the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody accepted and agreed with my call to begin an investigation into Michael Bloomberg and his associates' activities in Florida, literally buying the votes of ex-felons to try to swing the election in the favor of Joe Biden. Where I'm worried is Pennsylvania, Howie. You know, Pennsylvania, we don't have Republican elections officials. The court there is making all kind of weird decisions. And it appears as though they don't want a result on Election Day in Pennsylvania. They want to be counting votes for days and weeks after. That is deeply troubling to me, and it's one of the critical reasons why President Trump must fill this seat on the Supreme Court. We hope the Senate takes up that confirmation process with due haste, and that we have a full complement of the court to resolve these critical questions that I think at this point are probably inevitable.
Yeah, there are a lot of problems in Michigan, judges rewriting voting laws from the bench, same thing in Wisconsin. And Matt Gaetz, I'm glad you brought up Pennsylvania. I have this editorial from the Wall Street Journal. 3 days late and no postmark needed. That's the ruling on mail votes from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. State law clearly says absentee ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day, but Thursday, the court controlled by Democrats in a case filed by Democrats rewrote the law to change it. They changed the law. Even one of the Democrats on the Supreme Court wouldn't go along with this, Matt Gaetz. I mean, this is just total lawlessness.
You know, when we all used to vote at the city hall or the town center or the local church or the elementary school, we typically knew the results of these elections by 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. If it was really close, you might have to wait till the following morning. But with Democrats, in the name of expanding the franchise, diluting the integrity of the vote, now it appears as though it could be days, weeks before we have a winner. And Howie, you see what they intend to do with that time, with the Antifa thugs taken to the streets, with the denigration of our law enforcement. They really are trying to create a destabilizing event in our country. I mean, gosh, today on Capitol Hill, Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler even talking about court packing and adding states to the United States to Senate pack. These folks accuse Donald Trump of damaging institutions of our democracy. They're doing more damage to our democracy than they ever could have accused Trump of.
Yeah, it's all projection. Everything they accuse Trump of, they have in the back of their own minds on their own agendas. I'll just read you one more thing from this editorial from Pennsylvania. If their postmarks are missing or illegible, they will be, quote, presumed to have been mailed by election day, unquote, unless evidence shows otherwise. What could possibly go wrong, Congressman Gates?
Yeah, I mean, the Pennsylvania voting regime is just one step above message in a bottle. You know, I mean, it's like check yes or no with elementary school students at this point. No verification, no postmark, no relationship to time and the specific event that an election is supposed to be to render a verdict on leadership in our country. It is intended to create a process of a lack of clarity, and the process then is the punishment. Voters should view these election shenanigans a lot like they viewed the Russia hoax, an effort to avoid debate, avoid a real discussion about the issues facing America, and instead an effort to simply demoralize, delegitimize, deplatform the leaders who are chosen by the voters through the Electoral College.
So are you from the same district that that Joe Scarborough used to represent? You're the same general area, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't like to admit that too often, but yes, back when Joe was a conservative, he represented the Florida Panhandle, and now those are the fine folks that I serve. Don't hold it against them that we sent Joe Scarborough to fight for us in Congress a few terms.
What happened to Joe Scarborough?
Money. I think Joe Scarborough was willing to be the most conservative member of Congress when Newt Gingrich was Speaker, and when NBC News was willing to pay him $10 million a year, he was pretty much willing to say or parrot whatever they wanted him to.
I think I read a quote from you last year saying you wanted to be the Republican AOC or words to that effect.
And I always wondered about that. Paint me in that corner. No, I think AOC's got a few assets I don't. But she certainly has a command of the media, and she understands that, you know, to drive change in the country, you don't need to spend 10 years renaming post offices to become the subcommittee chairman of the Swamps and Bogs Committee. Instead, you need to rally people around the ideas that are consistent with your values. Now, unfortunately, her ideas would destroy America and turn it into, you know, the types of governance systems that have failed around the world. My idea is that we actually put America and the American people first. It's why I wrote my book Firebrand, because I believe that the Trump values have to be able to endure beyond the Trump presidency. We need a generation of leaders who won't be eager to invade everywhere in the world and invite every illegal alien to cross our borders without any consequence. Instead, we need the type of trade deals that put our workers first. We need the type of productive economy that creates a blue-collar boom. And we need to ensure that the foreign policy that the United States engages in is for our benefit, not for the benefit of defense contractors or foreign interests.
If you were a betting man, would you bet that the Republicans can regain control of the House in this election?
For us to regain control of the House, we're going to need a few bounces to go our way. I know there are several seats the Democrats won in 2018. They had really no business winning in South Carolina, in Oklahoma, and we should win those seats back. But, you know, I'm less concerned about whether or not we win the slim majority and more concerned about what we'll be fighting for if we have it. I mean, I was here in the majority when Paul Ryan was Speaker, and each day it seemed like we showed up finding new and creative ways to surrender to the left, even though we held the majority. So, you know, whether it's this coming term or the next election, we will get a Republican majority back. I just want it to be a fighting majority, a majority that prioritizes immigration and trade as our value premise, and that we don't just, you know, go to K Street and try to lobby for them.
But you know that, you know, if there were a Republican majority now, you wouldn't have had all this nonsense with the Ukrainian impeachment hoax. And
Let me push back on that, Howie. I mean, it was the Republican majority that birthed this damn Russia hoax. You know, people like Trey Gowdy, who once were deemed like iconoclastic on the right, were out there saying that the FBI did nothing wrong. You know, I think history will judge Trey Gowdy very harshly because he defended the FBI when they were breaking the law to try to frame the president and the people around him. And when I said those things back during the Russia hoax, it was folks like Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy saying I was wearing a tinfoil hat and that I had, you know, gone off the deep end with those allegations, but they all turned out to be true. And I think that it is a lesson to Republicans about how the left fights and how we have to respond.
Yeah, I agree. Trey Gowdy turned out to be a bit of a disappointment. But, you know, he came up in that federal prosecutor system. And I don't think he wanted to admit to himself that the FBI was as corrupt as it was. Same with Andrew McCarthy. I mean, he's a pretty good commentator, former U.S. prosecutor from New York. And it took him a long time to come around, too, Matt. I mean, if you're from, like, I'm from Boston. So, I mean, we saw the FBI corruption firsthand here for two generations. We were more inclined to believe it. And Mueller was up here running it. But most people had no idea what was going on.
Well, we had Republicans in Congress giving Robert Mueller a cat bath upon his appointment. I was the first to say that Robert Mueller never should have been appointed, that he should have been removed from that position by Jeff Sessions. And by the way, it was nice to see the voters get the final verdict on Jeff Sessions' political career. But I don't give Gowdy or McCarthy or any of those so-called national security folks a lot of quarter, because they were criticizing us as Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Ron DeSantis and I were calling this coup what it was. You know, we already had to fight the Democrats. We already had to fight the media. But then the fact that we had to fight Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy and some of the Republicans made the endeavor even more troubling for the president and the presidency. And I hope we never have to go through that again. If we elect more Republican firebrands, we won't have to.
Matt Gaetz, do you think that a lot of the Republicans, especially the ones who retired in 2018, and that's a large reason you lost the control of the House, do you think a lot of them really believed the nonsense of Russian collusion and the dossier and Christopher Steele and, you know, on Hillary Clinton's payroll? I think a lot of them actually believed it.
I think a lot of them were afraid. I think that in Washington, when the establishment starts to dictate terms on things, it's just very easy to go along with them. And that is true in both the Republican and the Democrat Party. I think it took courage for people like Andy Biggs and Doug Collins from Georgia and others to step out and say, no, this is nonsense. We should not give Mueller all of this deference to go and ruin people's lives and to cast a cloud over the presidency. We should tell him to put up or shut up. And that was what we were saying, and we turned out to be right. But the tactics that the left used during the impeachment process will be used again. They'll be used in this Supreme Court fight, and they'll be used after the president's reelected. And so I think my book is instructive on how we have to fight back. Like, we have to create the images and the moments. When Adam Schiff went down into that basement, we went down there to jailbreak the truth, and we took direct action as members of Congress to do it. I think that's the way to prevail and ensure that these America First principles truly do endure and unify the country.
They say you're known by your enemies. You have some. You have a nice collection of enemies, Matt Gaetz. People really hate you, and I think it speaks highly of your character. The title of your book is Firebrand, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the MAGA Revolution. Good luck, and I'm sure, give my best to Joe Scarborough the next time you see him, which will be never, right? He doesn't get back to Pensacola too often, does he?
No, I think I'm off the Christmas card list.
Thank you, Matt Gaetz. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We got time for a few calls here in the last minutes of the hour. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
So I was calling about your, I heard you talking about the Pennsylvania governor.
Yes.
He's doing everything he could possibly do to interfere with the elections from the primary all the way through the general election. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but in the primary election, what he did with the mail-in voting,
yeah,
he extended the receipt date of the mail-in voting, but only for 5 counties out of 67.
It's like what was going on down in Florida, where they were only counting ballots days after the election in the three counties that two of which tend to go Democrat, you know, the southern counties. I mean, you can't, if you're going to have recounts, they have to go on everywhere, don't they? Not just in the Democrat areas.
We had just moved back from Florida in January, and we registered to vote when we changed our driver's license. And then I received mail saying that no one was registered to vote here. Then after that, we received the thing about the mail-in ballots. So I decided to request one because I didn't know what was going to happen with the in-person voting. And I wasn't receiving it in the mail. So I called my county board of elections, and she informed me that they didn't even receive them until May 23rd. And voting was on June 5th.
It's just a real mess. And, the courts, this again from the Wall Street Journal editorial, the courts will decide who wins Pennsylvania and maybe even the presidency. Thanks to the Pennsylvania court, this is the highest court in the state. They're all elected judges in Pennsylvania. And there are five Democrats and two Republicans. And the two Republicans and one of the Democrats who was on the level, I guess, go figure that. Decided that they weren't going to vote for this nonsense. Thanks to the Pennsylvania court, thousands of voters might not mail their ballots until November 3rd, possibly meaning no winner for days. Lawsuits will send vote counting into the courts. Any doubt which candidate the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will favor? Five Democrats, two Republicans. I think we know it's the way it's going to go. If a close Pennsylvania election ends in rancor and the results is a winner on what that one side or the other claims is illegitimate, the four keystone state justices will deserve top billing as culprits. That's tough, but it's true, I think. Thanks for the call, Debbie. Chase, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chase.
Oh, man, listening to that, Matt, legislator or congressman, can we clone about 200 of him?
They'd have problems in a lot of places.
The man that I've got.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, the man that I'm in Pennsylvania now living, I'm from Virginia originally, but the man I've got now is my congressman. It's just milquetoast. He's the, you know, the people that were, you know, got voted out in 2018, the Republicans in the House. And you wondered, did they have any kind of sense at all of what they were just kowtowing to the Democrats?
Yeah, I know. There was a... Paul Ryan was so disastrous. I mean, how bad is Paul Ryan when he lost a debate when he was running for vice president to Joe Biden? And I don't care, you know, I mean, I know Joe Biden has gone downhill a lot in 8 years, but how could you lose to Joe Biden on his best day ever, Chase? And Paul Ryan just went into the fetal position like he was being kicked by a mob. He didn't have any comeback. He was pathetic, wasn't he?
It was scary, but I mean, then what are we surprised at then what we got as a leader of the House? And as I say, he just, as I say, today's, you know, situation that we're in, I can put a hang around his neck.
Yeah, I know. He was a disaster. And he went on the board of News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch's company. So he has his finger in the wind to decide how Fox News is going to be programmed. Sad. I'm Howie Carr.